The Bajamoan, the telling of events, a series focusing on both the oral and written histories of the White Earth Reservation and Northern Minnesota regions, with an emphasis on Native American histories.
This is part 7 of an 8-part series, Lee and Hell, Voices of Our Elders, the Bajamoan Project on KKWE.
Good morning. My name is Lee Antel, and I'd like to talk a little bit about my days on the White Earth Reservation, where I was born and raised. Well, at some point, peace was finally made, and I was accepted as a part of the class now, and didn't have to worry about that. Except there was one family there with three boys who wouldn't stop. I mean, my strategy with them was avoidance. I tried to avoid them at all costs. So that's how my first days at Natowash went. But we didn't stay in Natowash, in the immediate village of Natowash, for very long. It seemed like we were only there for maybe a few months. And then we moved down to Pinehurst. My mother was with a man whose family owned Pinehurst at the time, and we moved into a cabin, a large cabin on South Twin Lake, which was wonderful during the summer because it was not an insulated, made for winter cabin. And in the winter, it was not an insulated cabin, was never meant for people to live in the winter, and there we were. Every morning you'd wake up and you'd see the frost coming through the cracks. Felt like you were living in an igloo. It was cold. Let me tell you, from the moment you got out of bed until you got dressed, your teeth were shivering. And unfortunately, my mother and her significant other were binge drinkers. And there would be times when they would just disappear. They'd be gone for a day or two, and you hope that there was enough food in the house to feed. I'm the oldest now, so I gotta watch out for these other five kids. Hope that there's enough food in the house, that everybody's got something to eat. And then the bigger problem became heat, because in December, with the wind blowing off the lake into a cabin that was built for the summer, was not built to be lived in the winter, we were freezing to death. And so I had to learn how to saw wood. So, generally, if we were lucky, there would be a pile of wood out there, uncut wood. And so, as soon as I got home from school, I would have to go out and I would take my bow saw and saw wood from till we filled up the wood box. That would usually take me about 2 to 3 hours to do that. And I'd have to do that until my mother and her significant other would return hopefully it would only be a day or two, but sometimes it was longer. So we managed, and we lived there. Winters were hell at that place. Summers were great because it was the tourist mecca for that whole general area. People from places like Ada and Twin Valley and the western areas from Manoan that didn't have lakes, that was the closest lake, North and South Twin Lakes. And so lots of people came. It was exciting because you always saw people on boats and fishing and things like that. And it was a fun place during the summer. And didn't have any responsibilities really. You just hang around the resort, and once in a while they'd put you to work doing odd jobs. Mm-hmm. I had an odd job. My job on Monday was to take a long stick that had a nail at the end of it and go around the grounds and pick up trash that had been deposited over the weekend. So if you know Pinehurst, it's a pretty big place, and you can probably imagine the amount of trash that had been left behind. My job was to go around and pick up as much trash as I could in a couple of days. And then I also helped out at the boathouse because they rented out fishing boats. And so you had to sign the boats out and collect the money and mess with the fish and the bait and all of the stuff that goes along with fishing. That was my part-time job when I could get it. So I liked to do that. My siblings were still small because they weren't old enough yet to do to work. They had stayed home and played. Swimming was naturally the big draw. We had our own lake. We were right on the shore of the lake. And it was fun. Summers were great. But there was also times when I would go and stay with another aunt. This was my grandfather's sister and her husband. They had a farm near Beaulieu. And I started going out there periodically when I was in sixth grade, maybe for a couple of weeks each summer. Learned how to, first of all, drive horses. So I knew about horses, everything was horses. And then they got mechanized, they got a couple of tractors, so I learned how to drive tractors. And I could drive a pickup when I was in the second grade. I was really proud of that. So yeah, just bring that, go over there, see that pickup over there on the hill? Go over there and get it. So I go over there and get it. And that was a good experience for me because it taught me a lot of skills. Farmers are pretty self-sufficient people. You can't call for help for every problem that you encounter. You have to fix it yourself. And so just by looking over my uncle's shoulder, I could, you know, and helping and taking directions and stuff, learned how to do a lot of things. minor problem, mechanical problems, electrical problems, plumbing, whatever happened.
Tune in next time, part 8. For the full series of Lee and Tell and for other stories, visit prx.org or negradio.org.
Funding for this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.